For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now. I cried
out, heaven save me. Oh, yeah.
Half hour early.
Other way.
And really, let me say, let me say,
everyone,
hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show.
Beautiful.
Anyone sing along?
No.
No.
I mean, they looked at us like we were crazy.
All right.
What the hell was that return? You hired Battle, by the way. I mean, like, what is he talking about?
So, I guess we can't play it because it probably rotates.
Yeah.
We can't, right?
If I was back there, maybe.
So, it's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Still time to book your fantasy football party at Chickie's and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, and home of our fantasy football draft. So Jack's talking about the thing that came back to promote Eagles Green Bay.
Yes.
There was a thing about a cheesecloth in
there. That they strain cheese through?
Yeah.
You guys want to hear it again? I have it.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it again. It's awful.
It?
Awful. Yeah,
it's terrible.
When a recipe is like strained through a cheesecloth, it's like, oh, sure, let me just get my trusty cheesecloth. Get the out of here.
What is that?
Who is that for?
Yeah, what does that even mean? And you know, I did hire him, but when I was here, I wrote all those things with him.
Yeah.
So when he had one of his weird ideas that didn't make any sense, I would be like, no, Matt, no one's going to understand that here. I don't even understand this one.
We're just letting him run roughshod.
Yes, yeah, whatever. What is Lakin doing
again
here?
Where's Lakin?
Yep.
And
what's Battle
is
doing?
Is he doing drugs?
Yeah. Do you have a stroke or something?
And that, like, sounds like a gummy thought.
Yeah,
like there's no way that was a conscious, perfectly, like, maybe that was after Harrison slept for like 5 hours or 2 hours.
There are so many jokes you could make about the Packers that aren't some weird cheesecloth joke.
Do we have to call Battle?
No, we don't have to call Battle.
I'm really big on calling people today.
I know you are. I know
and
you
holding
are.
Them all accountable.
Holding accountable. The top 5 of 5 is sponsored by Groundworks. BQ Basements and Concrete is now Groundworks' new name. Same great service, foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space experts. To book your appointment, go to groundworks.com.
Each the five.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Justin Morgenstern.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
All these producers with their fancy opens.
Oh, yeah. No, Spike loves the fill-in producer top 5, so I was ready for this one. I'm ready to go. So.
I had actually forgotten, Justin, that you were doing it. So, I'm a little less excited because Jack's are always better, but I'm a little more excited because if yours isn't good, I get to obliterate you in front of everyone listening. So, all right. So, what do we got?
Oh, yeah. I've spent days preparing, so I am ready to be grilled if that is necessary. But
okay.
I will surround the top 5 around Jack because I felt like that was the right thing to do in this scenario. So, as many of us know, the usual host of this segment, Jack, very emotional about the Phillies, to say the least. And as am I and many other listeners of the station as well, we live and die with them. But with Jack, it truly does feel like it is at a different level sometimes. And the pure sarcasm in which he tweets.
Justin, are we going to do the top 5 at 5?
I got you. And okay. It is the top 5 things Jack is most likely to tweet during a Phillies game.
All right.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right.
So let's see how close you're paying attention.
Yeah,
here we go.
Let's see. All right.
Without further ado, at number 5, keep it simple. He sometimes likes to tweet out one simple word when things aren't going well, and that is no. We saw an appearance from this tweet last night, and it was frankly the way it described the first half of that game. Just absolutely miserable. Offense dead silent. Sanchez gives up a couple bombs. You're down 4-0 in the biggest series of the whole year in your home ballpark. So you'll see it in injuries sometimes as well, where he's just absolutely speechless and can't believe what's going on. But he says no. Just N-O, period. Yep.
Well, so I remember when I was, you know, coming up in the biz, and I was like, can I just tweet my emotions at all times? And
you do.
I learned that you can.
Yeah.
So even though no one's going to know what I'm talking about, that time, like today,
right
at the moment, it made sense, and the no is effective.
It's actually pretty funny the way that Twitter and all the social media platforms have evolved, in that those tweets just pop up again a day and a half later.
The best are people respond to them like well, way to go, idiot. And it's like, oh my god.
Yeah, I saw the no one last night, and I saw it an hour after it happened. So I'm trying to put together what the no was about, whether it was about a home run or an error. Was it about the Trey Turner error?
No, it was about the Olsen home run.
Oh, the Olsen home run. Which one?
The second one.
The second
one. The one to make it 4-0. 4-0.
Yeah.
4-0.
All right. Okay, what's number four?
All right, moving on to number four. We have Jack tweeting in the most sarcastic possible way that this is the biggest play slash hit slash whatever since a play that was actually memorable. So I know that can sound confusing. So, for example, the other day, when the Phils and Taijuan Walker just getting absolutely bludgeoned by the Astros. Chaz McCormick, fellow Westchesterman to Jack, by the way.
Yep.
And notably, the center fielder who made the leaping catch on the JT fly ball in Game 5 in 2022. He hits a meaningless solo homer off Michael Mercado to make it 9-0 Astros on Wednesday. And he tweets out, that was the biggest thing, the most crushing thing that Chaz McCormick has ever done at CBP, which was just so on brand.
Yeah, well, so I used to do this more. I used to do... No,
the reason you do it less is because you end up fighting with people who don't know that you're kidding.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
you can't help yourself.
Yeah. I couldn't take the. Well, no, it's not. It's like I know. But yes, this actually got Ruben Amaro a couple times, and at that moment I was like, and it got Zumoff once, when I got Zumoff and Amaro, I was like, nah, I might have to retire this one.
Yeah, you got too big for your britches.
Like I said, Brandon Graham had a strip sack in 2020, and I said that's the biggest strip sack of Brandon Graham's career, and Zumoff quoted it with, remember the Super Bowl?
You also could have said that last night was the biggest three-run home run that Brandon Marsh has had off Charlie Morton, so
yes,
I was expecting that.
That Buzz has actually taken that mantle from me.
He has.
Yeah, which is, he takes a lot of things from me, so it's not surprising, but he's definitely taken that one from me.
All right, what's next?
At number three, we have a positive one, actually, and it is after a Phils win where, you know, you have to sweat it out until the very end, your heart's still racing 1,000 miles an hour, and that is when Jack tweets out simply, never a doubt. When, meanwhile, every single person in Delaware Valley had the most doubt you could possibly have.
Including Jack.
Yeah, of course.
This is all sarcasm.
Yeah, they're all sarcasm. Never a doubt is my favorite thing to tweet out because I think everyone is in the exact same boat. But yes.
Yeah, the never a doubt one, I feel from you. And sarcasm is very difficult to express on the radio. It's hard to do on Twitter. Sarcasm only really works if somebody can hear you and see you, and if they know you as well.
And that's why it usually works, because almost everything I say is in a certain tone.
Right, yes.
And the Phillies have had enough terrible relievers to, you know, make him in the ninth inning always say never a doubt, because between Brandon Workman, Ian Kennedy, Kimbrel, like Estevez now, it's always a sweat, and you're inevitably going to end up tweeting that when they end up getting through the inning.
Yep.
All right, what's number two?
At number two, we get into the haymakers here. It is Jack tweeting out that he has bet on the other team's money line for that particular game. And now lately, I've seen him take this to another level. And Jack has actually taken the Braves to win the NL East about a week or so ago. Yep. So that's a new one, I believe.
5-1. 5-1 to the Braves plus 650 to win the division.
So here is the real question. Is Jack lying about placing the bets?
So I'm not a liar. I'm actually not a liar. I do actually bet on them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, small numbers.
$10.
Okay.
It's $10 at a time. I will give $10 to win a Phils game.
Yeah.
Now, when I have to double down on live bets, then it gets to 20 and, and 30.
Yeah.
But, again, for my mental state, I need the win. So, yeah, betting against the other team, it's a trick. Again, I'm one of the worst gamblers in the country. There's no doubt about
it.
Well,
we have two of the three on the show.
Mike's not actually a bad gambler. He's not. He's had some good moments.
My question for you was, did you profit using this system?
I don't know. No, because I lose so much everywhere else that I can't tell anymore. So wait till, I'm just saying, wait till basketball season. You got very snarky with me when you took over here. Like, oh, what do you know about basketball? Like, wait till we're breaking down same game parlays around basketball season. And ladders. Like, I watch more Kings basketball than anyone in the country.
Just hearing the way you guys talk about the bets and all your parlays, I'm sure you lose at it.
Well, actually, NBA season, I don't do many parlays. Usually throw one in there. I'm more of a laddersman.
Okay.
15 points, 20 points, 25 points, 30 points. And that's how you make the money.
Oh, is that how you do it?
Yeah. Dude, I had some moments last year.
And then, Jackie the Greek over here.
No, I just take whatever. My one friend's good at it, so whatever he takes, I take. Okay. Yeah, this is not, there's no analysis.
And what is number one?
At number one, we have a timeless classic, which has been used through multiple eras of Phillies baseball and Jack's fandom, and that is Feels Like a Loss.
Feels Like a Loss.
As a reverse jinxer myself, I know why you do this.
Yes.
But, like, do you ever actually tweet it and you don't feel like it's a loss?
No, I always tweet it when I feel like it's going to be a loss.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to.
Like, I can feel those. I've been that way.
I think I took it from Sixers Twitter.
Yeah, like, the thing that you feel about the Phillies, I feel about the Sixers. I actually almost thought that betting on live Sixers games for me was an unfair advantage because by the middle of the first quarter, I know whether they're going to win or lose almost every game. And by the way, sometimes it's a loss when they're up by 12 in the middle of the first because you know they're shooting in a way that is unsustainable and they'll never figure it out. I understand Feels Like a Loss.
But I think it's weird because I don't feel it in – I can feel a loss in baseball coming. I can feel a loss in basketball coming a mile away. Like, you can always tell. That 1-3 that brings the team right back into it.
Yep.
Football, I don't know if I have the same feeling.
The thing I always knew about football is that you could tell in the first two drives whether the Andy Reid Eagles were going to win or lose. I think that era you could tell. Since then, though, I would agree with you. It's very hard to get a feel for a football game the same way, in that way, that
in that
you can
way.
With baseball or basketball.
Now, an interesting scenario where he actually does go feel like a win sometimes, but that's like typically when the bats are going well and they get down early, but he will give you the rare feels like a win.
I'll say that before the game. Usually, I'm always confident before the game. When the game starts, I always think they're going to lose.
Good job, Justin.
Beautiful.
Job, Justin.
You just got to shorten up the intro, and we're all good.
We accept notes here.
Yes.
All right, it's a good move. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Scott in Newtown, thank you for hanging on, buddy. You're on WIP.
What's going on, guys? Not always a good show, man. I'm always just painting away.
Are you on a speakerphone, Scott?
Oh, I could switch it. I'm sorry.
Scooter.
No, I'm not even on a speakerphone.
I got to put him on hold.
Can't hear him.
Yeah. Got to put him on hold. Justin, let me know when he sounds good again. Jesse in Philly, you're on WIP. What up, Jesse?
Hi, Jack. What's going on, boys?
What's going on, man?
Just been on hold for a while here, and we're still talking about the reason I called is talk about the QB for the Eagles.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts. Yeah, so what we were talking about is his comments about the blitz and Jason Kelce and whether it is a good sign, a bad sign, or nothing at all.
I think it's a good sign, if anything.
Okay, why? Shoveling.
Yeah, it sounds like you're shoveling.
Are you getting out of the car or something?
Yeah.
I'm just living life over here, guys. Are we good?
Oh, yeah. We're good.
Yeah, we...
I think it's a good thing. I think he's actually taking accountability here when he's saying that. He's kind of just letting everybody know that it wasn't all him last year. There was other guys that had responsibilities in terms of helping out or fixing the blitz issue. And I think this year rolling in, he's letting everybody know, hey, it's on me this year. So if anything goes bad, let me have it.
Well, he's definitely taking accountability about this year, but he's definitely not taking accountability about last year.
Well, I don't think he had full control last year. I mean, it's proven that Kelce had a lot of the say in what the line did. And I know Jalen probably had some part in handling it, but with Kelce out of there and then him in there with a new coordinator, I think it's going to be a new year for him. And I like the idea that he's letting everybody know, hey, you guys rip me, but this year, if something happens, you can rip me because it's all me. And he likes it. I think the guy's a stand-up guy, and I think what he says is what do you mean? So, that's who I am with him.
Well, I definitely think he's honest.
I don't think it's a bad thing at all.
Yeah, I definitely think he's honest for sure. Maybe to a fault. Like, I just think there's different ways to say it to where it's not like people reading into it being like, is he taking another shot at Jason Kelce? And like, that's the thing that he has to work on, because it's happened a couple times this offseason. It happened before training camp. We spent 6 weeks talking about how he talked about Nick. Like, with this kind of stuff, like, you don't need to create firestorms. You can answer that in a way to where it's not like, man, what is he taking a shot at Kelce here for? So I think that's the biggest thing he has to learn.
I get what you're saying there, but he might also feel like he was getting ripped a lot for this, and he might.
Yeah, but who cares? But who cares?
Like, well, obviously somebody cares, because if he's getting ripped and he's not fully responsible, maybe the guys let him hang.
Here's the thing, Jesse. Whether he's responsible or not, everybody else who he thinks might have been responsible is gone. So Jason Kelce is gone. Brian Johnson is gone. So they're all gone. So whether it's them or not them, I don't think that matters. He is the survivor in this. So I agree with you. That the comment did do two things. First of all, it didn't take responsibility for last year, but it did put this upcoming year on him. And I do agree that he seems to. Here's the thing. He seems to want that sort of responsibility, and he seems to want that sort of attention. The thing, though, that he has to understand is that he's not the only one who knows something, and he's not the only one that's capable of it. So the thing that is a little strange to me is that one of the problems that Carson Wentz had is that Carson didn't accept feedback. Didn't accept negative feedback, didn't accept constructive feedback. So my worry with Jalen in this is that he thinks he has it figured out, but we'll see, man. Like, if they play well and they score a lot of points and they do well against the blitz, then he is going to get the credit. I can assure you of that. So, and if they don't, at this point, he'll get the blame.
Yeah, and as he should though. But you're right. I worry about that too. Can he be coachable? Is he receptive to criticism and help build him? I mean, because obviously there's other people around you that know more. But I get that. But anyway, moving on. The thing about fall, I got a fireplace in my house, and the fall weather coming in, crisp nights. I love lighting the fire up. One of my favorite things.
Oh, man.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
That's the one thing.
That's the thing about winter, though.
What?
That's not a favorite thing about fall.
Yeah, it
fireplace?
Is, though. But you can't really sit out. If it's too cold, you're not sitting outside in the winter having a fire. I guess he's talking in the house. I agree.
Yeah, I'm talking about in the house.
Using it for heat.
Well, he said fireplace.
I know. He talks about fire, and I got excited.
He didn't say fire pit. He said fireplace.
But fire pits is a big answer on fall. The one part of our house that we don't have that I wish we had is a fireplace.
Hassle.
Yeah, but I like that hassle.
I also think it's bad for you. Isn't it bad for you?
Listen, if you start, we've already exposed big plastic.
Yep. We're going to expose big fire.
Big firewood?
Yeah, big firewood. Scott in Newtown, you're on WIP. Oh, Scott, let's see how you sound.
You're much better, man.
Oh, man, so much better.
Oh, come on.
I'm working in the basement. You know, you're real popular now, so you got to wait for a while. You
know? I know.
Like, you got to keep it moving and just cart you along with me. So, dude, one of my favorite things to do after Phillies games, I don't have Twitter because I spend too much time on Instagram. I like to Google what Spike Eskin said on Twitter, and then it gives me like a timeline of what you said, like your last five tweets. And I do that with you, Fritz. I do it with all of the hosts just to see their emotions through the game. I don't know why. It's just
Scott? That actually sounds like the most healthy way to consume it, is that you're not consuming too much of it. You're just sort of curious what certain people said, which if people use Twitter that way, it might be a healthier place, honestly.
Oh, dude. Like, sometimes I read comments, and I'm just like always amazed how people are just very crazy, man.
It's wild out there.
And negative.
It's wild.
We're bad people, Scott. That's the big thing you need to know. We're just a bunch of bad people.
Very awful. You are the worst. That is for sure. Yeah. Yo, Spike, what did you say that you what did you put on Fritz's Twitter a while ago?
On Fritz's Twitter?
Yeah, didn't you just say something?
What was it?
You said anyone want to sex the Jackman?
Dude, when you said that, it reminded me of what happened to me last year. Someone somehow got my phone number on a call girl service, okay?
Oh, my God.
For 4 days straight, I got hundreds and hundreds of texts and calls from, like, the worst people in the world, man. And like,
they wanted to sex the Scott man?
No. It was, like, a girl who put the wrong number, you know? Like, they were legitimately calling for a good time. And, like, this is my work style.
Well, Ben Livingston would have put you on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, it was something wild. But anyway, to get to Hurts, man, like, I think Hurts is an awesome quarterback, and I think he's going to be great. But he is the biggest baby this year, man. Like, it's just so annoying. Every time we get over something, he says something again. And, like, I didn't even think what he said was awful, but it's just, like, you could phrase it so many other ways. It's like, you have more responsibilities now, and now you're going to accept it and you're going to thrive. Like, why make a negative out of it? I just, like, I don't know. He's very annoying this year. And I think, like, the other day when you brought up how athletes rated him as, like, one of the most overrated quarterbacks.
Second most overrated quarterback in football.
Yeah.
Dude, I think that's literally because of his attitude, and people, like, really don't like him. That's kind of what I think. Because it's, like, everything he says is, like, you got to be the best to talk like that, you know? Like, every, like, that, you know how he talks just with all this confidence and this brow, but, like, I don't know. And last year he just wasn't the best. So I just think, like, he's just a little whiny this year, man. And then the last thing is with the betting, Jack, man. The betting has been awful for me. So I got to, like, just back it out and not bet because baseball kills me.
I know.
Baseball is hard.
What's gonna drive you nuts is when Bryce eventually hits a home run.
Dude, like, I have to give it up.
You have to keep betting. I mean, listen. How about this? Don't bet it tonight. How about this? No. Don't bet it tonight. I know what the odds are. +580, right?
Or he's gonna hit one tonight if he doesn't bet.
I'll Venmo you. I'll Venmo you if he hits one tonight and you don't bet him.
Yo, this is what I think happened. Okay, like 3 weeks ago, I won on a scratch off lottery ticket, which I never really do, but I won a lot. Like, I won.
Are you bored? Grand.
What's that?
Were you bored? Are you just like, I need a scratch off right now?
Dude, I go to the Wawa.
Did you drive the Jersey for that one,
yeah,
too?
My father-in-law loves the scratch offs. He's a scratch off guy, too.
I do appreciate a scratch off, I'll be honest, you know? But, like, so I won. I did good. I won 10 grand, which has never happened.
Whoa! Money bags.
Yeah. Very
good.
Our
buy in for the fantasy league is like $2,000, by the way. Just letting you know.
That was something else, too. That was awesome, but whatever. Yo, but since then, I swear to you, I haven't won a single thing, and I've been, like, going much harder now because, like, I'm like, well, I'm up that.
Yeah, you got to blow it, yep.
You're up $7,200 after taxes, so it's like, all right. But literally, dude, loser. And now I've been putting so much on a Harper home run, I feel like, well, if I don't do it and he hits it, I'm going to be so pissed off. But I'm officially not doing it tonight.
Yeah, don't throw it tonight. I'll take care of it if he does.
Because the wins are awesome. Like, that was an awesome win last night.
Yeah.
And I find myself, like, annoyed, you know? So I'm, like, ruining Philly season now.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's not so serious. I'm kind of, like, being overdramatic, but it is what it is.
Hey, Scott, what's the best thing about the fall?
Dude, to me, he was, like, quick with the fireplace. Like, for me, I like opening all the windows up in my house. Man.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm going to sleep with that breeze, man.
That's a good one. I appreciate good one, Scott.
But not drafty windows.
Not drafty windows. You don't want that. You go Guida. I love, by the way, because I don't think we're going to take any more of these. Another thing I like about the fall is the summertime electric bills out the window.
Gone.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about the AC bills anymore. So to Scott's point, just opening up the windows and, you know, having a $58 or sometimes even $45 electric bill feels pretty good.
You know what I like about fall? And I, growing up, obviously, your favorite holiday is Christmas and Hanukkah.
Yeah.
I've become a big Thanksgiving guy.
Yeah, because I don't have to get gifts for anyone.
No, Thanksgiving, you see the same people you see at Christmas.
Yeah.
It's also, like, the first time you get any time off from work.
Yeah,
like,
you know what? I like, as I've gotten older, I like seeing my family now. And I also like not having to buy anything for anyone.
Yeah.
You know?
Feels pretty good.
The whole gift-giving thing. It's got to go. I'm fine with giving gifts. Look, if you're a child, get the gifts. Or if you see something that a friend of yours might like or a family member might like and you want to off the cuff get them a gift.
That's a special moment.
Yes, but the required gift giving, Get it out of here. Everybody just spend the money on yourself. No required gift giving. Get it out of here. My brother and I banned birthday and Christmas gifts years ago.
Now you just tweet out his phone number?
Yeah, I just tweet out his phone number. Happy birthday, Jason. 215. No, I'm not going to do that. All right, coming up next, we will get to the text line, which everyone enjoys.
Yes, good text line today.
Yeah, and is sponsored by Benari Jewelers. We will, and I think that's it. Oh, and then we'll get you ready for Phillies tonight, because we have the second game of a huge series. The Chickies is full of Phillies fans right now.
Yeah.
Second game of this huge series against the Braves. That is all coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, the perfect place to stop by before or after the Phillies game, or to even watch the Phillies game. It is the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles.
Right now, we know the Braves suck. The Braves suck. They're in town. Phil's got to take care of business this week. But local business owners know that hackers suck the most, and that is where Telesystem comes in. You've heard me talk about Telesystem. They're great. Phishing malware, ransomware, and social engineering are words every employee should be familiar with in today's world of increasing cyber threats. Human error is the number one cause of data breaches, so Telesystem is making it their mission to educate businesses on current threats and how to prepare for and prevent cyber attacks. Security awareness training is the first line of defense to educate employees and defend against attacks on your business. Visit hackersuck.com to get your free 30-day, no-obligation trial by using code Philly2024. Again, that's hackersuck.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike out. We all return on Tuesday after Labor Day as we go full force into Red October, fingers crossed, and the Eagles season.
You ready?
I'm ready.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, are you kidding me? I got here. We barely had any sports the whole time. Just had the Phillies.
I know.
You know? I'm not going to know what to do with all these sports happening at once.
Well, I know, but like, we are going to lose some great moments of the show.
Yeah.
We're going to lose Mount Rushmore. Top five's not going anywhere.
Can we bring back Mount Rushmore for the bye week?
Might have to.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore bye week activities.
Ah, there you go. Did you see the Eagles announced who their captains are this year?
Jordan Mailata, first-time captain.
Yep. Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, Jake Elliott, A.J. Brown, Brandon Graham, Jalen Hurts. And in the official image, it just says Slay. Does not say Darius Slay.
Of course.
It just says Slay.
Very nice. But so yeah, congrats to Mailata. Like, listen, I guess they want every position group representative. That's why Jake Elliott's on there.
Yep.
And he's a leader. But Mailata being on there, I think he's really tried to take the mantle from Kelce. Like, he's talked a lot about in press conferences, we're over last year, we're moving on, it's a new team. And I think one of my biggest concerns about the Eagles this season was who's replacing Kelce from a leadership perspective. Fletcher Cox, same thing. And I think Mailata is kind of taking it up on his own accord.
I also think it's important that Jason was here for a long time, and so was Fletcher. And I think even though I believe that they can be great leaders, especially Jason as a leader, I think there's this weird thing that happens when the players that are the leaders are not in the same generation as the best players on the team. And I think it's good to have younger players who are closer to the core of the team in terms of age than a player who had been through a lot of different things, I guess. And I think it's possible that leadership is just not quite as effective with players that you have not been around for a long time as it was with the previous players.
Yeah, the only Matthew Stafford talked about that last year. He's like, I'm having trouble connecting these guys because I'm 34 or whatever. They might be older by now.
Yeah.
35. But, yeah, it's definitely something that matters. Quarterback a little different because those guys now play till they're 40.
Right. Yes. Kelly in Dover, you're on WIP. What's up, Kelly?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
What up?
Great. I didn't want to start like that, but thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
A question about Spike's gasoline thing. He likes to smell the gasoline, right?
I do.
What else? You had a spectrum. You said from gasoline to something else. It was like gasoline to pumpkin spice.
Oh, well, basically what I was talking about was things that I think smell good that I don't like the taste of, which came from pumpkin spice.
And you don't like the taste of gasoline?
I don't necessarily dislike the taste of pumpkin spice, but I don't seek it out. And I think that the smell of coffee in general, but pumpkin spice coffee smells a lot better than it tastes. I said gasoline, and I also said pipes. Like people that smoke a tobacco pipe, I love the smell of that.
I do like that smell too. I don't smoke tobacco, but I do like
I don't smoke either, but it is there's something about that smell that I like.
Yeah, it's like that little nature, like umami type smell.
Yes.
But anyway,
yes.
It's not raining in Dover. It's not gonna rain in Philly. So there is gonna be a game tonight.
Good.
And my point on the Phillies, man, not the Phillies, excuse me, the Eagles, is that I remember when Jalen was getting blasted after they lost that Super Bowl, not last year, 2023, when they tanked. That ESPN and everybody said that their season was a fraud. The 2022 season was a fraud. They just got lucky. It was like, it shouldn't have never happened. These guys should not be there. And 2023 was like, kind of like made everybody think, oh, that's true, as far as the national audience.
Sure.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I think they had a big like misunderstanding when it came to like the coordinators, the defense. The practice that they had, remember we had that guy, the Patriots guy, and I come from New England with the guy that was his name, Patricia.
Matt Patricia. Yeah,
when he came through and he tried to direct these guys, and they had no idea. They was like, how do you train for a blitz when you have like five hands in a pot? You know what I'm saying? Too many Indians, too many Chiefs, not enough Indians. That's the thing that I used to hear when I was younger.
And that's not so much anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but what I'm saying is this, is that I do believe that Jalen, he's heard the national media more than he's heard the local media. I think he's...
But he also says he doesn't pay attention to that stuff. Like, he calls it rat poison.
Like you guys said, like,
yeah, that's a lie. Yeah.
Manners, nobody. It's impossible that you cannot listen to media. It's
I think there are probably a few people that do, but those are the strongest people in the world.
What?
I always... Don't listen to what people are saying about them.
Oh,
when people say that you shouldn't listen, I always say, somebody whose name is maybe not in the public eye, I always say, if I walked up to you and I said, hey, those guys on the corner were talking about you, what is exactly what you would say? You would say, what'd they say?
Exactly.
And that's just sort of a natural thing to want to know what people are
saying.
Now,
I will say, I've gotten very good at, and this is not personal, I don't listen to the show when I'm not here. Because I don't want to hear you guys rip me and me not being able to defend myself.
Nobody
so,
you.
Yeah, right. First day listening?
That's what they say about you.
Hey, Kelly, what's the best thing about fall?
I live in the Delaware, Dover right now, and I drive to New England all the time because I got family there. But when it comes to this time, like holidays, when those leaves change colors on the highway.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Kelly.
Yellow. You got red, you got orange. It's amazing. I wake up the kids and they're sleeping in the back. Hey, wake up. Look at these foliage. It's amazing.
That's a good one,
you're
Kelly.
A leavesman.
Yeah, that's a good
it's
choice.
A big answer. I mean, Jill and I went to Bar Harbor just to look at leaves.
Oh, I mean, Bar Harbor's beautiful. You drove 8 hours to look at the leaves?
Well, it was a Jill decision.
Okay.
But I was very happy to go along.
We have very different wives in that way. Yeah,
what?
I had to talk my wife into the Bar Harbor Drive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. Jill's like, we're going, the leaves are changing.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm like, they're just leaves. But up there, they're not just leaves.
Hey, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary.
Benari.
Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Is this the real reason Kelsey retired? Conspiracy Chuck in Warminster.
Where's tinfoil hat Chuck?
Meaning the Jalen thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if what I was about to say was a private or a public conversation, so I'm not going to bring it up.
What's next?
Remember this for the rest of my life. Elliot, after being served peanuts on the flight to Brazil.
He really is so overdramatic about, like, little things that most people experience in life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, like, again, it goes back to the Jalen interception streak. But, like,
right.
It's not hard to impress Elliot, I guess is more my point.
By the way, we'll get to this in leading off. There's some Bryce Harper news in leading off. So, actually, something we talked about earlier. So, anyway, what's next?
For the record, I can deal with the wildfires, the Zika virus, and the gangs, but I am not going to Brazil because I simply could not risk Elliot walking onto the plane that I would be spending 9 hours on. Alex in Lancaster.
Could you imagine you go on vacation and you get on the plane and the first face you see, Elliot Shore Parks?
I think I would look forward to it. I think Elliot's a good flyer. Doesn't create any. He's not snoring. He's not creating a scene.
Yeah,
I
bet he is. Yeah, I bet he's an adult about that stuff. Yeah.
He flies all the time.
What's next?
And another thing. I don't want to name any names, but the guy that does beat the hammer is truly terrible. Jennifer in Tennessee on hold, still talking WIP.
Yep. Yep. She sent me privately who she was talking about.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And it's Joe?
No, talking about like who she doesn't like doing Final Out.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to reveal it?
No, I'll keep our conversations private.
Okay.
It was not Tom Kelly.
Okay.
It was my guess.
What's next?
Aunt Debbie. Now that's a sign with a perfectly sized font. Spike, that's the Hollywood sign. Mark in Modco.
Yeah. Well, she could see big things like cars, so that was...
That made you feel better?
Yeah, real much
It's
better.
Like when Costanza's spotting the
spotting raccoons. That's a mailbox.
Yeah.
What's next?
It's been discussed, but I totally agree with Jack. Boehm crying the other night was ridiculous. John Ritchie.
From one crier to another. Before we get into leading off, do we have a who's the winner for Foxhole Guy? We had a lot of great answers. What's the best thing about fall?
So, all right. Football's too big of an answer. Julius, we fought, so he's not winning. Derek and Paoli, kids going back to school,
yeah.
Which I don't feel that yet.
Yeah.
Jennifer in Tennessee with apple season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Corey in Columbus, pumpkin. Pumpkin.
Yeah.
But he's already like
good
won a million times. I think.
Yeah.
Yoshi hoodies. And Jerry in Douglasville yoga pants. Scott in... Oh, Windows Down. Scott in Newtown. Windows Down.
Or do we do Scott in Newtown or do we do the one we just got, the Leaves?
Oh, I think the Leaves guy's in.
Yeah.
Kelly and Dover.
Foxhole Guy, officially. Let's get into leading off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone.
Yes. Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.